With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Rapid buildup of U.S. forces in the Middle East has many observers believing that military strikes are imminent. Former Congressman Michelle Bachmann, a spokesman for the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, concedes this is a tense time in Israel.
Well, it is because they know what's about to happen. I spoke this morning with the ambassador to the UN, the Israeli ambassador, Gilad, and he said that any minute, you know, they're expecting something could happen any minute. So they're ready. They're gearing up mentally, gearing up physically, and they're prepared because they understand the worst threat they have is from Iran.
North Korea has opened a critical political event where leader Kim Jong-un is expected to map out his domestic and foreign policy agenda for the next 5 years and further entrench his family's authoritarian rule. Former Prince Andrew arrested, held for hours by the British police Thursday on suspicion of misconduct in public office related to his links to Jeffrey Epstein. Aboard Air Force One, President Trump was asked about the arrest.
I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad. To me, it's a very sad thing. When I see that, it's a very sad thing. To see it and to see what's going on with his brother, who's obviously coming to our country very soon, and he's a fantastic man, the king.
It was the first time in nearly four centuries that a senior British royal was placed under arrest. Six women killed in that avalanche in California among a group of eight close friends and experienced skiers on a trip together. Tuesday's avalanche killed eight while six survived. Authorities say it'll be a day or two before crews can continue the recovery because of the heavy snow. SRN News. A threat to Christians throughout Russia.
According to the annual persecution report from Global Christian Relief, ISIS has established cells inside of Russia and in occupied parts of Ukraine. GCR says, quote, ISIS-linked groups have carried out lethal attacks affecting Christian communities, religious leaders, and places of worship, revealing an expanding pattern of extremist violence. Muslim terrorists are targeting Russia over its support for the Assad regime during the Syrian civil war. Michael Harrington reporting.
The annual march to Easter Sunday underway. Different churches finding various ways of calculating the traditional 40 days of Lent, but the number itself is important. It connects to the biblical symbolism of the number 40, typically used for times of testing, judgment, purification, or renewal. Most directly, it alludes to the 40 days Jesus fasted in the wilderness following his baptism. This is SRN News. Another drop in mortgage rates in the United States, Alex Vega reports.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage slipped this week to 6.01%. It's now at its lowest level in more than 3 years. The average rate has remained just above 6% much of this year, reflecting a pullback in the long-term bond yields that lenders use as a guide to pricing home loans. In home buying season, at least for home shoppers who can afford to buy at current rates. I'm Alex Vega.
A Texas judge declaring four men who were wrongfully accused in the 1991 Austin yogurt shop murders to be innocent. Four teenage girls were found bound, gagged, and shot in the head in that store where two of them worked. Detectives eventually connected the killings to a suspect who had died in a 1999 standoff with police officers. More details at srnnews.com.